Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Drake wrote into the show.
Drizzy.
not the famous Drake.
Oh, different Drake.
A guy named Drake. He wants to know if he's a jerk for stopping at the roundabout.
Wait, what?
You know how you're not supposed to stop at roundabouts?
It depends.
He does it on purpose. No, the law is you slow down, and if there's no car, you keep going.
Oh,
it's a yield, not a stop.
If there's no car coming from the left.
Yes, it's a go.
Yeah.
But it's a yield otherwise. You don't completely stop.
No, you roll through that bad boy.
Drake completely stops because he's had it.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, Allie and DZ, I drive through a roundabout every day on my way to work. I slow down as I get to it, and the people behind me always ride my tail. They keep their speed of 40 miles per hour, and they need to relax. It's not my fault you're late to work or something else. So I started playing dumb and stopping completely.
Bruh.
People honk. They give me the finger. And I just act like I'm confused because screw them. Am I the jerk for playing traffic cop in my neighborhood?
For slowing down the hood.
And stopping at the roundabout knowing I'm not supposed to. Drake.
This guy. Oh, Drake, man. Why do you have
so
to do
so petitious and I love it.
I want to respect it, but at the same time,
no,
I know
hate
I'm
him.
That guy behind you.
I hate him. Like I joke, but I hate him because I'm the guy behind him as well going, we don't stop at the roundabout, you dumb.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, keep it moving.
And I'm not honking the horn.
And if nobody's coming from the left and you come to a full stop, that makes me crazy when people do that in roundabouts.
Yeah. Well, we got a roundabout not too far from here.
Right by the radio station on Grange.
I hit this roundabout every single day. Mm-hmm. I'm envisioning somebody having the audacity to make a full, complete stop.
Ugh.
When it doesn't say that. Everybody knows this.
Everybody knows you yield.
People get dumb at roundabouts for some
stupid
reason. I got my own personal vendetta against roundabouts.
Don't we all?
I lived in Sheboygan, Wisconsin for a number of years because I went to Lakeland. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know Lakeland University. If you get to Lakeland, or one of the only ways to get to Lakeland is to pass like 5 roundabouts.
Stop it.
No joke. No joke.
5 roundabouts. Okay.
And they're in a row. It's like you hit one, drive a quarter mile, hit another one, drive a quarter mile, hit another one.
Because a lot of times they put roundabouts in for more efficiency, so we're not stopping and starting at stop signs and stoplights. So roundabouts are made to save gas
and be
more efficient. Yes, keep the flow going.
But what makes it inefficient is when we, the normal drivers,
stop at the damn roundabout.
And we got somebody that done stopped at the dang roundabout.
I'm getting mad. You know what? Now I'm triggered too, and I was oh boy.
And I'm trying to devil's advocate myself because he's doing this because he's noticed
he's
people's
trying to do
recklessness.
Citizens arrest nonsense. I'm like, enough. You're not a cop.
I get that reckless driving isn't a great thing.
Absolutely.
In our state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
But that doesn't mean you take it upon yourself to correct the issue on every roundabout you now come
Thank
across.
Thank you. You are not in charge.
I want to respect him, man, because it takes a strong individual to not care or not feel some type of way or not be Midwest nice.
Yeah, but he's being a jerk. He's being petty.
He's standing on business, and he's saying, y'all are doing too much in these roundabouts, so I'm gonna solve the problem. He's being a superhero for his community.
He's trying to slow down traffic, and it's not his job.
It's not.
And it's stopping at the roundabout is not the way to solve this.
Boy.
All right. Drake wants to know if he's a jerk for intentionally playing traffic cop in his neighborhood and stopping at the roundabout to slow people down knowing he's not supposed to.
He's trying to help his community.
There's lots of people, though, who don't want people flying through their neighborhoods, who would support this? I mean, and you and I both know it, and I hope they call in.
It's right. To me, it's almost like the concept of wanting a speed bump in your neighborhood because people fly down the road. It's 25, but people go 45.
Like Cold Spring?
I'd want a speed bump.
Cold Spring is a trigger. I'm triggered. That's it. There's speed bump down this road. Oh my gosh.
Our boy's a speed bump, though. He's a speed bump.
He's a total speed bump. People
are being reckless on these roads. Oh. I want to respect it, even though it's triggering me, dog. I'm torn. I'm on the fence. I really am.
Somebody texted in all caps, triggered. I can't call on this one. I have too many choice words. Not appropriate for the radio.
Say less. Just text us.
414-533-1037. Is Drake a jerk for intentionally stopping at the roundabout?
He's impersonating a traffic cop.
Talk to you next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Drake wants to know if he's a jerk for intentionally stopping at the roundabout in his neighborhood and trying to play traffic cop because he wants to slow everybody down. He's sick of it.
People flying through the roundabout and he's just trying to save his community.
Well, Andrea in Cudahy called in, and she was going through a roundabout as we were talking about this, she said.
Good morning, Andrea.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, I think better than you right now.
Pretty much. Was Drake in front of you at the roundabout? Did he come to a full stop and trigger you this morning, or what?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Is he a jerk for intentionally stopping at the roundabout? What do you think?
Oh, my God. I think he is, yes.
Yeah?
I'm shocked. No, I'm not. Of course he is. What's wrong with this guy?
Yes, like,
what the hell?
You're not the traffic police. Like, amen. Seriously? No.
Get over yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop.
So you're telling him to stop being a good citizen, huh? You're telling him to stop caring for his community.
It's subjective.
Cause an accident.
Well, that's the other thing. If he causes an accident and there's no cars coming, I wonder who would actually, would he be at fault for stopping when it's a yield, you know?
Because technically when you get rear-ended, it's whoever rear-ends you's fault. But if you're at a roundabout where you're not supposed to stop, that's arguable.
Then that's like stopping in the middle of the road and getting hit. Then it would be yours, right?
Whose fault is it?
I don't know. Listen, Andrea, we've got to talk about ways to screw this guy. We got to go.
You kick it off or you say, jerk. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Andrea. Yes.
Bye.
Sammy's in Sheboygan, which means she knows exactly the roundabouts you were talking about, DZ.
I feel for you because I know you've gone through 10 this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Is Drake a jerk?
Roundabouts are no jerk. Or yeah, 100% a jerk.
Okay, good.
The roundabouts are no joke. I feel like when you start to slow down, I'm definitely one of those people behind you, like, let's go.
I get so angry when people slow down at roundabouts for no reason. Like, I'm like, there's one thing to, I know we're yielding, but you don't have to slow down to 5. Just slowly go through at 20 miles an hour. Right. We got this. We don't need to stop, you dummy.
People behind you following right behind and you doing it to the next roundabout.
So. Sammy, DZ and I could probably, I don't know how old you are, but we probably all were there when these things started.
I'm 33. Yep.
Okay, great. So we were all there when these things started popping up.
Out of nowhere.
And I understand why they have roundabouts to be more efficient so we stop less, but at the end of the day we've had enough time to learn how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to give people grace on roundabouts. Your time is up.
The grace period's over.
Your time is up.
The learning curve has evened.
It's done.
We're done.
That's it.
So something that I keep coming back to is, for whatever reason, the size of the roundabout. If it's a teeny tiny one of those neighborhood roundabouts, I understand coming to a more stop than a slow.
Sure.
But if it's the big roundabouts,
the double lane, triple lane,
like stupid. The one off of Moreland or the ones in Sheboygan.
There's one on Highway 83. I could name 100 of those. Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Keep going. If it's a bigger roundabout, don't stop, please.
We got a two-laner roundabout by Marcus Ridge, New Berlin, by Costco. You know what I'm talking about? That one's a whole. And I could do that with my eyes closed now.
For real.
If you don't know how to use roundabouts, now I'm triggered again.
Oof.
Sorry. Sammy, we're all going off now.
Sammy, have fun with those roundabouts in Sheboygan.
Bye, Sammy.
You guys, too. You have a great day.
Bye. Thank you. You too.
Our morning vent session. Amber's in Hartford. Amber, everybody has said that Drake is a jerk for intentionally stopping at the roundabout to slow down traffic. What do you think?
Do you agree?
I agree. He's a total jerk. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes, you know, you got to think about this. Is it really the point of the roundabout, or is it the point of cars on his rear
right behind him. Like, they stay frustrated about, you know what I mean?
Oh, he doesn't like people tailgating.
That's what it is. Yes, exactly. So sometimes it's like, all right, I'm going to tap the brakes a little bit just because I'm in that vibe this morning. I'm sick of this person right behind me. Like, slow down, bro.
But, well, and somebody texted and said, sounds like he's brake checking everyone, and that's illegal, so that makes him a jerk.
That's he is brake checking. That's what Amber was just getting at.
And somebody else texted in and said, people already struggle with using them correctly. Don't add to the chaos. There's one at my kids that I nanny school mixed with high schoolers. I'm over it. But they're right. There is chaos. He doesn't need to cause more problems and confuse people more.
No.
100%. But I could also see him, like, it's reasonable to play it off, to be like, wait, because you never know who knows how to use it and who doesn't.
That's
so,
right. Amber.
But he's a jerk for it.
Amber?
He's a jerk.
Okay.
Are you telling me, though, you don't agree, though, that, this guy is a total jerk and roundabouts are triggering us all and you should know how to use them by now?
1,000%.
Okay, time is up. If you don't know how to use a roundabout, we don't have grace for you anymore. Yep, I just want to let that out.
We appreciate your call, Amber.
It's called the public service announcement.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye,
guys.
Somebody texted in, Muskie, stand up.
Hey, Wepa.
Is that Lakeland?
Yeah, that's that's the mascot for Lakeland.
That's awesome.
Know, the Muskies know what they at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Well, jerk.
Jerk. Sweet Queen jerk. Sweep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.